producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole, and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We tried to get him on last week, but he's not dead yet, but his cell phone battery was. This guy has more than nine lives. I'm counting them, and I love him, and he's a good friend and really the ultimate defender of liberty here, and he's back to rekindle that fire. His name, Michael Badnarik. Yes, you know he's bad to the bone, but right now the new theme song is we're playing it. Not Dead Yet by Styx, a Chicago bluesy number, as appropriate as anything I've ever heard, Michael, if people knew what you've been through in the past couple of years.
Well, I'm back. I'm feeling great. I want to let your listeners know that I'm building up steam, going to be heading back to Texas, and getting back to restoring liberty the best way I can.
Well, listen, if those of you who don't know Michael, just briefly, and again, he's been a frequent contributor to this show over the years since we first met. And I believe it was 2004, was it? Atlanta was the host of the Libertarian National Convention, their nominating convention for their candidate for president. And Michael was not expected to win that year. And Aaron Russo was one of the favorites. And we had interviewed him that year, and I was still living in Atlanta. And I was set up for broadcast. I think I was the only live media there at that year. And right after you had surprisingly won, you came out like a deer in the headlights for your first interview, sat down at the table with me. We were actually live on the air at that point. And what a fateful meeting we had.
I remember they were, you know, announcing the votes, and I was stunned. I mean, I couldn't believe it. And it was like, well, that can't be right. And they waltzed me up to do an acceptance speech, which I certainly hadn't prepared. Why would you prepare an acceptance speech? I was going to go back to Texas and become a computer programmer again.
Mm-hmm.
And so deer in the headlights is about the best way to describe it. They waltzed me off the stage and sat me down at your table. And there were like a dozen television cameras in the hallway. You know, they were the front row. And then the hallway was just filled thick with people, you know, who wanted to get a look at this guy. And you were so kind. I mean, you were asking me really simple questions like, hey, what's your name?
You did. You knew it.
Those were the only questions I knew the answers to. Oh, it was incredible. And as you say, it was the start to a long and sincere friendship. And it was worth all the trauma.
Oh my gosh! Yeah,
end up with you on my list of favorite people.
Well, I mean, you talk about a twist of fate in a sense. I mean, you think about a life that you have a journey to go on. You've done some amazing things, including something in the nuclear sciences realm, on top of being an instructor for skydiving and all kinds of adventure stuff that you've done. That sets you on a whole different adventure.
Life has been an adventure. You know, it's grab for all the gusto you can. I've done a lot of things in my life. Mom taught me that, you know, no matter what you do, you know, always give it 150%. I mean, if you're going to do it well, or don't bother doing it at all. And that was a philosophy that, you know, she taught my brothers and I. And so I have. I've, you know, worked on nuclear power for about 12 years. I was on the Stealth Bomber Project. You know, like I said, I ran for president of the United States. That was a big surprise. But, you know, once you do it, you just, I mean, you do it.
Yes. And then you wrote one of the most important books of the 21st century, Good to Be King, A Foundation for Our Constitutional Freedoms. And that's something that I, you know, I still, I recommend everywhere I go. This is one of the most phenomenal, as far as chapters within that book we've talked about. I believe chapter 2, the Rights versus Liberties. Is that right?
Rights versus privileges.
Privileges, thank you, yes. And you know, these are the things that we have not been taught in 20th century America, those of who us grew up in the latter part of the 20th century to get here, completely devoid of the kind of information you put out in that book.
Well, there are certain fundamental principles. I mean, you know, most of us are familiar with gravity. Gravity's always going to be there, and, you know, it works a certain way. Well, in human nature, there are certain things that work a certain way, and we have to understand why the Founding Fathers wrote the Constitution in the first place. I mean, you know, what's the difference between government and legitimate government? And if they haven't already, I recommend that your visitors or your listeners download The Law by Frederick Bastiat.
Mm-hmm.
It is, I mean, it's simple. It's common sense. You know, you and I know that, well, it's not okay to steal from each other. You know, if you have property, I may wish that I had it, but I have no legitimate authority to take it from you. And since government is created by the people for their mutual self-defense, the government has no authority to take your property. You know, if the government was created by individuals, if those individuals don't have the authority to take your property, they can't give that authority to the government. And it's a real simple logic. I mean, it's a small pamphlet. It wouldn't take you more than a couple hours to read it. But once you understood those principles, now you can look at the Constitution and go, well, okay, this is no longer ambiguous. There's no confusion as to what this Constitution actually says.
Yeah. You have to, you know, in your lifetime, as far as all the adventures you've been on, and in this one now, where you are really committed to bringing that kind of concept or these concepts back out, there are a lot of times or on this radio program, Michael, quite honestly, I shake my head at the news stories I cover and say, I can hardly believe that I have to communicate some of these things because they're so basic to me. But I have to remember that there were times in my life, much of it, younger life, that I didn't have an idea about these things. I had an inkling about it, a sense about it. I think we all do have some kind of sense deep within us that there's something, you know, that's gone horribly awry. But the corrective measures, we are, you know, twisted and pretzeled in the wind by other entities that wish to keep us more enslaved, maybe give us hints at these concepts, but never to put them into full force, because to do so would basically put them out of business. Those people, even in politics, who want to rule over us rather than serve us, as it is, I guess, in theory, written.
Well, it is written, but we have to understand that the Constitution is not perfect. You know, people are surprised when I say that, but the Constitution is not perfect. But even if it was, let's pretend for a moment that the Constitution is perfect. If you haven't read it, if you don't understand those ideals and the principles, if you're not willing to fight for those principles, then George Bush was correct that it's only a piece of paper. And so I tell people that, you know, nothing happens without thought, human thought first. We've got the Golden Gate Bridge, the Hoover Dam, incredible, incredible testament to human intelligence. But they didn't just go out and start pouring concrete. Like, what are you doing? Well, somewhere along the line, we're going to build a bridge. No, they had all this engineering, all this planning, how we're going to do it, before they even, you know, dig up, pull out a shovel. And so the same thing is true. You can have a near utopia of freedom and liberty, you know, just affluence, or you can have poverty and totalitarian control. But you have to understand the principles involved. And the principle involved in liberty is independence. You got to be you have to rely on yourself. You have to do things. You can't just sit there and wait for somebody to give you stuff.
Well, I've often said, you know, of course, I've dedicated my life to the healing side of things, although at the core of this is that health freedom concept, that liberty concept. And I've often said that if you're not able to help yourself, how do you expect for those that are so inclined, and a lot of folks are, they want to help other people. I know that, and I love to do that. But if you're not in shape enough to do it, eventually the body says, well, you ignored my constitution. How are you going to teach others about the constitution? You know what I mean?
I do. And in my own defense, I never planned to go out and become the president. I consider it kind of a youthful indiscretion. Once I was on the campaign trail, I knew I was pushing. I was getting very little sleep. You don't get a chance to eat. Either they take you to a rubber chicken dinner every night, and you're the superstar. You sit at the head table, but you're surrounded by people who have given the maximum to your campaign, and they want to know your response to these different questions. You know, what's your, you know, foreign policy, and how are you on drugs and money and guns, and you're so busy answering questions of people who have helped you along the way that you don't get to eat.
No, it's about also, you know, the culture, as you said, we become devoid of constitutional knowledge, right? Awareness of the law, even Bastiat. But in the same sense, we have a parallel track where we've lost the concept of that physical constitution. Whereas, you know, I would, in an ideal world, we'd have the advisors that support you, your team that, of course, the way you went around the country on a shoestring is incredible. But, you know, if the people around you don't know either, there's nobody to say, let's take care of Michael. Let's make sure that, you know, he's our candidate. We want to see him survive and thrive this and beyond. And so, you know, they'd be altering the rubber chicken to organic free-range chickens, for instance. And, you know, that's the kind of thing that we see, these parallel tracks of loss of consciousness of certain things that are critical to the basic survival, not only of these ideas, but of these bodies. Right now, Michael Badnarik, he is back, and we have a great conversation. We're going to talk about that healing journey as well.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, the journey of Michael Bednarik. He's back, and how did he get here? We're reminiscing a bit. I recognize Michael, but I love talking to you about your journey because it's just been so fascinating to me, and you're such a good friend that it's just I'm just happy you're here. The amount of dedication you were talking about, of the people that were supporting you at the time, and you know, there are friends that do as well even today. I'm not, you get what I'm saying. I'm not criticizing them or angry with anybody on that. I'm just using it as a reflection to, remember that with all the high ideals we have, if we don't take care of ourselves or have people around us that can occasionally say, hey, don't forget about this, we end up in a situation where half or more of the country would love to have socialized medicine and loves Bernie Sanders now. This didn't happen by accident.
No, it didn't. And this falls into that ideology that I was talking about. Socialism is a theory which does not acknowledge private property. In a sense, the state owns everything and they loan it to you on a case-by-case basis. Those get according to their need and those give according to their ability. Well, that puts the government in charge of everything. That is the antithesis of our Constitution and our independent nature. And here we have Bernie Sanders is, polling very, very high, and basically his philosophy is to destroy the Constitution. It's like people don't see this. It enrages me, but again, I'm out there, fighting this ideological war, this war of words, so that people will understand, mm-hmm. the the fundamental principles involved.
Well, and of course, if you have been made desperate by generations now, if you will, of government encroachment, of those who are convincing you that, you know, your body is not something you're capable of taking care of, and of course they blame the free market for the, you know, for the bad health care that's available in the United States, and yet we haven't had a real true free market. I would argue the majority of the 20th century we saw that decline, that rushing away from it with more government intervention, to the point where Nixon, you know, comes in, you know, among the other things that he did, establish these so-called I don't know what these health care, these are not exchanges back then they were called, but the movement away from freedom has been so insidious and slow enough over time that we grew up in an era where we knew nothing else, and then if someone grabs your attention and says, see, it's because of, and enter X, Y, and Z, if they call it free market or capitalism, and you begin to believe them, you have no idea of how we got here. And I talk about things like the Flexner Report of 1910, which set the stage for 100 years later, Obamacare, literally in 2010, that these are planned operations over lifetimes that it takes to get here. And the people are so wholly ignorant, totally ignorant of this, that they can be whipped into a frenzy over, you know, playing the Hegelian dialectic. It's the left's fault. It's the right's fault. In the meantime, everybody's being played.
Yeah, it's, again, it's really sad. And as you said earlier, sometimes I can't believe I have to say these things.
Yeah.
You know, of course, anybody who knows me knows that I'm a big Second Amendment supporter. And, you know, I have a right to life. I've got a right to defend my life. And I was talking to somebody who, I mean, they just didn't get it. And so I'm trying to set up these, you know, thought processes. You know, if you're walking down the sidewalk and somebody starts to choke you, what are you going to do? He said, well, he would fight back. He would, you know, resist the attack. And I said, well, what if the person choking you was a police officer? And, you know, they were brought up in Romania, which is a communist country. They said, well, you're not allowed to resist the police. I mean, you're obligated to stand there and allow yourself to be choked because it's a police officer. And, you know, at that point, I don't even know how to respond. You know, what do you say to a person like that?
Well, we've got people that have been trained into subservience to the government agents and agencies, whether it be on a local level with a lot of the rising of violence of police, but it can be on a federal level with the rise of the bureaucratic oligarchy, the FDA, the FTC, all of these agencies and organizations that presume your guilt, and you have to fight your way out of a guilty bag, and they have all the money, you have none, and it is a very difficult prospect, to say the least. The question is, what is the rightful remedy? We're going to get into that when we come back from this break. We'll also talk a little bit about your journey back. I want to acknowledge a special thanks to a naturopath out there who also helped with Michael's health over the last couple of years, and continue this rekindling those fires of liberty, and after we come back. So stand by. More of Michael Bednarik.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, for those of you who have never met Michael Badnarik, my goodness, you have opportunities. He's back out teaching his Constitution class. And in fact, there's an opportunity to go on a cruise ship with Michael Badnarik. Right now, they're scheduling this conspiracy cruise, a funny play on the term conspiracy, SEA, January 24th to the 31st. Out of Los Angeles to the Mexican Riviera, holistic cruise and seminar at sea, and he'll be there. According to this list, there's an interesting crew of people that are scheduled with you, Michael. including Andrew Wakefield, who's a good friend, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, we love dearly. She's a terrific warrior for freedom, and I know she appreciates you, Dr. Tenpenny does, and there are some other interesting cats that are coming on this cruise. Again, some of them I don't know. Jeffrey Smith looks to be scheduled as well. Tony Bark, I believe, is an MD, and she talks truthfully about the danger and the corruption behind the vaccine agenda. But yours, fire up, restarting the liberty that we love at our basis, by teaching the Constitution classes. I was asking about what is the rightful remedy. Is that a trick question? I guess, is it one of those things where you say, well, it depends on what the problem is you're referring to?
No, I mean, it does, but the rightful remedy is, first of all, to understand, what your rights are. My book, Good to Be King, has chapter 2 called Rights versus Privileges, and I insist that this is our fundamental flaw, that Americans don't understand the difference between rights and privileges. And you can go to my website, constitutionpreservation.org, and download that chapter for free. I hope that you do. I hope that you send it to your friends, because once you understand the difference between rights and privileges, then the role of government becomes pretty much self-explanatory. The only legitimate purpose of government is to protect our life, liberty, and property. And if it's not doing it, basically it's unconstitutional.
Hmm. Well, in talking the rightful remedy, it wasn't a trick question, I promise, but the rightful remedy to the things that ailed you on the steps of the Capitol in Wisconsin a few years back, you were there speaking about the farmers and the people's right to access milk that actually was raw and real. And you collapsed and had, I don't know if they determined what you had was a widow maker, but the kind of heart attack that is so devastating, they didn't expect that you would live. One of our friends was there, and she became a friend of yours as well, and she was instrumental in assisting and helping me as we would talk, from time to time to get you through the crisis. And her name, Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath now, and she's just absolutely terrific and dedicated to the cause of liberty as well. And she was there. She witnessed this event, and she's like I said. I just want to acknowledge her. She'll probably be mad at us for doing this, but she's been a great assist and really such a caring, wonderful healer in her own right to help you through some of this too.
She has. She's helped me purchase different supplements to build energy, send energy directly to the cells, which I'm sure kept me alive long enough to get me to the hospital. You're just as kind of a summary, my family's had a long history of heart problems. I had a pacemaker installed back in August, and unfortunately, instead of making me better, I was continuing to deteriorate. I went back to the hospital, and they did an ablation process, which terminates the nerves going to the atrium, and suddenly my heart started operating more efficiently, more blood going through my body, and I'm pleased to report for the last 21 days in a row, I have continued to feel better each day I wake up. So it is kind of a hit and miss process, but now that we've discovered what it is, I'm much healthier, much happier, and again, dedicated to getting myself back in the game. And especially now, mm-hmm. with the elections coming up, and the United States, like, literally on the brink of collapse, we need to get all of our American friends together to figure out what's going on and to save this country.
Well, Michael, you were on the brink of, shall we say, terminal velocity?
Oh, man.
A number of times over the past couple of years. You've also been through the passing of your mother recently, your father having dementia, and again, there's a lot of things that would stress a healthy person, and the things you've been going through as a caregiver for your parents through all of this. Just we talked, and I was like, Michael, you should be caring for you, and you're caring for your parents, and you're still here. The character and resolve that you have shown in the face of times where we didn't know, for God's honest truth, we're talking touch and go on some of these things. And, you know, here's also something, I had a question of the day yesterday talking about ejection fraction scenarios with the heart and recognizing that there's a place for allopathic medicine. We've never said there isn't. It's just that most of the places are not correct. But when you need them, God bless them. I'm thrilled that they're there to save your life. And indeed, this has happened, a combination between the two. And I want to acknowledge once again Roseanne Lindsay, her book, Nature of Healing, natureofhealing.org. You can check it out. She's just done such wonderful work with you as well. And, you know, you're here to continue this journey. I mean, I perceive and believe that we need this message to continue more than ever before. And I am grateful that you fought through this and didn't give up at times when I wouldn't have, I wouldn't have criticized you for saying it's over.
Yeah, it was pretty bleak, some of the places along the way. But, again, with you and Roseanne, you know, coaching me through, you guys always had faith in me, even when I was starting to lose faith in myself. It's very, very reassuring to know that you have friends like that. And once again, I got to thank you and appreciate what you do every day here on the radio, promoting, you know, alternative health and getting people to eat right. You know, the good news is you don't have to fix the problem if you don't let the problem happen in the first place. You know, I mean, what is so dramatic about keeping yourself healthy? Mm. You know, like, don't let yourself get sick, then you don't have to fix it. So it seems pretty common sense to me, but, you know, you got to be reminded from time to time.
No, and honestly, I'm not above the fray, Michael. I mean, there's certainly things I can do better. You know, I'm very hardcore about the diet, the quality of food we eat, but I'm driven, just like you are, to get these messages out. And there are certainly times where I probably overdo it. And there are friends that I have, just like, you know, I did for you, to say, Robert, you just need to slow down a little bit here. You know, there's another day, right? And so this is the thing. We have befriended many what we call purpose-driven or mission-driven, mission-oriented folks this lifetime. And no matter what your spiritual or lack of spiritual beliefs, that's never been a concern of mine, other than that you have the integrity, the passion to be here for, you know, a purpose and a reason. And you know, it kind of, on one level, even though we all have nuances to our reason for being, they're very much, as I've used this term, parallel tracks. They very much intersect, too, at the same time that they're parallel. Weirdly, they make these detours, and we come together, and we move on out again. And I think there's an extraordinary, how would I say it, orchestration above it. I can't explain every bit of it, but I'm just grateful to be a witness of it and a participant in it. And to have you still here along this journey, it brings me great joy. It brings a big smile to my face, Michael.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here and always happy to help. Anytime I can, you know, help promote your cause, or, you know, help people to understand what you and I take for granted, that's where I need to be. And I look forward to coming down and visiting you and, you know, you and I going back to the gun range.
Yeah, we got it. We got a great outdoor range here. I would love to get you out to as well. So there's a lot. If not, I'll meet you in Texas soon as well. Now, coming back to the rightful remedy, because I love that concept. I love alliterations, but the rightful remedy. And I like to apply it in so many areas or arenas in life. And, you know, we mentioned what's going on today. One of these things is the fear of terrorism, right? People that are desperate, that have no option because they can't fight a $100 trillion machine, for instance, will go out and do things, when they're occupied. If people are sitting in your kitchen that don't belong there, and they won't leave when you politely ask them to, you might resort to violence as well to remove them from your sphere, your home, for instance. Use that. And we talk about rightful remedy. What about if you're in a public arena, a place where people gather? Like in Paris, they had this case last week where they were in a theater, and suddenly these folks come in with firearms and even bombs and start picking these people in the theater off one by one by one. And my question, of course, Paris, they don't have a right to keep and bear arms according to their government or constitution. This is the question for you, Michael. This is a hard question to answer, I know. If this theater had existed in Texas somewhere and terrorists descended on it and started shooting the patrons in the theater, how many shots would they get off before Texans would do something different than what Parisians did?
Well, in Texas, it's going to be, you know, somebody's going to be really outnumbered. And it's the terrorist that's going to be really outnumbered. I mean, they stand up and get one shot off. There's probably going to be, you know, 6 to 10 Texans that are going to stand up. And the terrorist is going to look like Swiss cheese. We understand the problem. You know, people are being murdered. And, you know, this is, you know, universally a bad thing. You know, we're trying to keep people alive. The question is, what methodology works best? Now, most of the governments in the world are not concerned about your safety. They're concerned about controlling you. And those are the governments that don't want you to have guns. And their logic is that the guns are the danger, and we have to get the guns off the street. So we're going to prevent anybody from legally owning a gun. Well, it's not the gun that causes the problem. It's that, you know, the idiot standing behind it. And so, you know, in Texas, you know, we are, you know, we're God-fearing and gun-toting. And, you know, we don't necessarily get our concealed carry permit because, you know, we don't need permission.
Amen.
You know, self-defense is just an inherent natural right. I mean, I challenge you to let somebody choke you and, like, you not do anything about it. I mean, I don't think that's even possible. But
wait, hold that thought. I know the gun is half-cocked there. We're about to fire it because of that rightful remedy on this issue on a global scale of terrorism, much less a local scale. We're going to talk about it because it doesn't necessarily involve the government unless, getting them out of the way. But we'll talk about it to wrap up this hour with Michael Bednarik on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Clavella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life, nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, you can find all the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including to Michael Badnarik's website, constitutionpreservation.org. Sign up for his email alerts as well, and you can download the free Chapter 2 on Rights versus Privileges. And as well, I've got the link to that conspiracy cruise if you're so drawn to attend that. That'd be a great way to hang out with Michael Badnarik. You can't get away, not that you'd want to. But on the subject of getting away, well, if you can't, you know, run out of the theater, right? If it's being locked down, what's the next thing you want? You want to be able to defend yourself. You mentioned that before, the right of self-defense, the right to life, the right to defend your life. In Paris, in France, and in many countries around the world, they do not seem to appreciate that of the people of any given country. They're disarmed. And, of course, look at what happened. Imagine if the people were armed in that theater in Paris, just as we described what would happen in Texas. This is something that our friends on the left somehow still don't get, and I think it's so fundamental. I wonder what went wrong in their upbringing, or that brought them to that conclusion that no, only the government should have guns.
Well, you know, clearly when the government responds, you know, they tell everybody to shelter in place, which means, you know, hide under the desk and kiss your backside goodbye. What is the government's solution to the problem? We come in with SWAT teams and all of these guys heavily armed. The military comes in. And, you know, you're going to solve, or they are going to solve the problem with, like, superior gunfire. Well, okay, if that's ultimately the solution, you know, why don't the people have an opportunity to protect themselves? Why do we have to wait for the government to show up and have, you know, so many people die waiting for the solution? Now, the solution is pretty simple. It's obvious. We don't want violence, but we have to stop the violence as quickly as possible. And the only way to do that, the most practical way to do that, is with superior firepower. And so, I mean, to me, you know, a child should, you know, learn to ride a bike, and then, you know, shortly after they get off the bike, they should get their first firearm. They should learn gun safety, learn how to shoot. It's just so common sense to me. Like I said, it surprises me that we have to argue about it.
Well, and that's the thing. The people that call for gun control, they're not calling for the control of the gun, you know, as you're aiming and firing against a terrorist or some other criminal in this case. They're talking about taking your right to self-defense away because they somehow perceive that it is not a right. And they don't know because they probably haven't read Chapter 2 of Good to Be King, which, you know, I think it can transform your perspective for those of you who are on the fence that don't really get that concept. Again, it's not, in one sense, it's not your fault because you weren't taught. In fact, in many cases, you were taught opposite, that you should look to the government to protect you in these cases. But even the police force, and we love them when they're doing their constitutional duty, it would be more like a peace officer, but when you have to wait, they don't show up before the crime. We're not talking pre-crime Steven Spielberg level stuff. We're talking they show up after the crime has occurred. And in the meantime, do you just wait and go, well, they weren't here on time? Is that what you'd know?
Yeah, one of the things they got in their belt is a piece of chalk to outline your body. You know, it's like, okay, this is where the victims fell. I have no desire to be a victim to anybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, we say, well, we have police to protect us. Well, what do you do when the police are the problem? I mean, your listeners, I mean, it's so commonplace these days to see police officers shooting people. People are walking away. They're surrendering. You know, they're already in handcuffs and they're getting tased over and over again. Chicago is all upset because the judges said we had to release this body cam video from a police officer who shot a victim 16 times. I mean, I don't know what he was shooting, but it sounds like he had to reload.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, listen, you don't want to be in a position to have to plead for your life. You're defenseless in that way. And I recognize there's a lot more to life than we can cover in an hour, even with Michael Badnarik. But the right to self-defense, a very important right that we need to reestablish here. And that's why I wanted to talk to you about so many things. I thank you, Michael. It's so good to have you back and the energy flowing through you again. What do you say? You're lighting the fires of liberty one heart at a time. Is that right?
That's correct. And, you know, now that we've got my heart working, I got blood flowing through my veins. Now I've got the energy to pick up the message again.
Well, we're up until the weekend, and my goodness, what a way to go there. Michael Badnarik, my good friend, so grateful to have you in my life, and everybody, say a big thank you. Go to constitutionpreservation.org. It's linked up in the show notes, and Michael's living proof. Thank you, Roseanne Lindsay, as well. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to fortressclothing.com. Again, fortressclothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. Fortressclothing.com. You'll never be cold again.